3. The New Science. The Advisory Committee on Aeronautics immediately set to work. Its distinguished members turned their minds to such subjects as the mathematical investigation of stability, the resistance of stabilizing planes, both horizontal and vertical, the effect of rudder action, the effect of gusts of wind, and materials for aeroplane construction. They studied the efficiency of different types of propeller blades. They investigated the general principles of aerodynamics and explored the reliability, steadiness, efficiency, and design of motor engines. They looked at suitable fabrics for the covering of airships. They built a wind tunnel at Teddington in which to conduct aerodynamic experiments on models and a spinning arm with which to try out different types of propeller. They built a 60-foot-high wind tower in a remote spot in Bushey Park in North London to observe both wind velocities and the vertical and rotary motion of air currents. They researched different types of aluminium alloy and assessed their strengths. At Imperial College, London, the committee set up 2 research scholarships in aeronautics for advanced engineering students. They were certainly trying hard, as Haldane wished, to establish the foundations of a science of aviation. The government was regularly criticized for making the committee too academic and for not accepting that the aviation companies were also doing valuable practical work. The question was asked time and again whether aviation should develop practically or scientifically. One critic, Arthur Lee, put it to Haldane in a debate in the House of Commons, "While pure science is very well in its way, I think this is a case where it is of more value when diluted with a great deal of practical experience." Haldane continued to argue that science must come first, and insisted that the purpose of the committee was not to construct or to invent, but to solve the many problems that arose in making aircraft stable, reliable, and efficient by the application of both theoretical and experimental methods of research. Many, however, including Lord Northcliffe, remained highly critical of the government's interest in aviation, preferring to continue offering prizes for the practical-minded young pioneers. By 1914, the Daily Mail had handed out more than £24,000.